Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we have a wonderful show tonight. This is last Friday here of the week, and it's the 2nd of March, 2012. So, tonight's our paranormal night. If anybody would like to call in, you can do so. Talk about an experience that you had. And we got a new TV show out. It's called Awake on NBC. You have seen it. It's the first time it was on was last night, I believe. So, and it's just about a person that is living a normal life, plus two other ones. But interesting to watch. Oh, we'll see if Carrie's out there. So, Carrie, you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. We're on Station 2 tonight, and would love callers if you'd like to call in. Cindy, thanks for typing in the numbers there. So, if anyone isn't looking at the FOSS chat, I'll just read those out. So for the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free is 888-429-5471. And then you can hop down to line 3, and that's area code 530-513-6472. So, yeah, looks like people are running the gray skies, clearing quite a bit, Ron, so that's good. Maria says she's been running it for the last 3 hours. So we have a new clearing up that we did mention, I think, on the Wednesday show, but there are probably more listeners tonight, so we can go over that one again. And that this one is to do with creativity, and it's a whole life clearing with the usual box that you can put a special incident or special situation in. And Ron, why don't you, I'll let you describe this more fully then.
Okay, yeah, this is a way that you can bring back maybe some more creativity. So we have it for clearing the emotional creativity. Maybe your emotions have been blocking you. And then also after you do that part, which would be the whole lifetime clearing for that, then you'd go in and do another one. You do it for your mental. So either one of those should bring you a lot of help, probably getting cleared from creativity. I'll do a sample for that here, if you like. So let's do a creativity, and we'll do the emotional one. And let's go back when we're in probably like maybe younger years here, going to school. Let's go sixth grade. So let's go back to your sixth grade class. Maybe something happened to you there with somebody or the teacher or something with stopping your creativity in the sixth grade. So here we go, and we'll pick the day of today here. If it was, say, the Friday, first Friday of the month of March, to see how this feels for you going back in time. Oh, here we go. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do the same process, but for your mental. When you're in the sixth grade and the first Friday in March. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, boy, that's heavy. But again, 1, somebody should be feeling this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and I think just as you were starting to do those, Ron, and thank you for those samples, I think we had a beep. Is somebody on the line? Anybody out there?
Yeah, I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Shannon. How are you?
I am good. Good evening, Carrie and Ron.
Hi.
I have two questions this evening for the Paranormal Friday.
Okay, great.
And my questions are regarding vortexes and portals.
Okay.
My first question is regarding CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, which is basically a power source, a generator, whose purpose is to open a portal to a lower vibrational dimension, supposedly controlled by the now newly reincarnated Aleister Crowley. Your thoughts, Ron, please.
So somebody incarnated as a used to be Aleister Crowley then?
Yeah, I was listening to Duncan O'Finian, who's a mind-controlled super soldier who has broken his programming, and I was listening to him on a show, and he was talking about how Aleister Crowley has come back in like a 21-year-old man's body, and he's going to be in control of the Hadron Collider.
Interesting. Okay. Let's do a timeline crash then, okay?
Okay.
With that, lightens the energy up here. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. If that helps at all, everybody.
Boy.
Back to you, Shannon. I think we've had another beep there, maybe. I don't know. So there,
okay,
Shannon.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. My second question is, you know, I live out here on the haunted ranch where every day is Freaky Friday, and I have a vortex coming into my house by the back door, which is totally freaking me out. And what I would like to know is, I have a few questions regarding that. I would like to know what is.
Yes, we do have another caller on the line. Just so you know, nobody hears me, but yes, we do have another.
Has it always been there, or is it new? Is it vertical? Is it coming from above or from another dimension?
Ah, that's a good one. Okay, let's see if it's coming from below or above. So above, checking, almost feels like it's about even. It's coming from above, going below. Maybe it's going back and forth. Let's do a crash about 20 miles underneath your place here. We'll see what happens here.
Ooh.
Are you ready? So also work for the people listening, too. You have a place that you can think of that's kind of freaky. We'll take a timeline crash, and maybe see if we can move that timeline over or get off that. So here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feel any different, Shannon?
Oh, well, I'd have to walk back there. I'm kind of in the front of the house where it feels okay here, but I'd have to walk back there and see.
Okay.
I'm kind of freaked out about going back there. I don't like going back there.
You don't have to now, then. Still when it's daylight.
What is this thing? What does it do to us?
Just coming into the into your house from the Beyondo, probably. Maybe it's a alien superhighway.
Well, wonderful.
Oh,
so what does it do to me?
Just be the person that turns out to get $5 per person or something.
What? Say again?
I'm just making a comment, a joke to make. Be there at the turnstile so when they come through, they have to pay you some money.
Yeah, I'm going to start charging.
Yep.
So, okay, really.
What's happening here? I mean,
I don't think it's really affecting you at all.
Me?
Just going through that area by your back porch or something. That's what I pick up.
Oh, just kind of passing through?
It's passing through, yeah.
Well, what happens when I walk out my back door?
You guys are kind of talking at the same time,
yeah.
So you're not hearing
I'm sorry.
Each other. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, it looks like it's 20 miles below ground. You could probably, if you're enlisted, bring the, ask if the service people could go down there and do a cleanup mission.
Oh, it's below ground, you say?
Yep. The destination is below ground.
Oh, so it doesn't have an effect on us?
It might with the energy, but I don't think it's, it could definitely affect you, yes, but they're not stopping there to make hands with you or anything, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know, face clearing might work too, but being a vortex like this might be pretty strong to get rid of it, but that might possibly could help, but it feels like it's a pretty heavy-duty area.
So Shannon's living next to an alien highway, it sounds like.
A super highway, yeah.
Yeah, lucky me.
Mm-hmm.
I should have stayed at the beach. So, so you say, has this thing always been here, or is it a new thing?
Always been there.
Oh, it's always been here.
It's been there for a long time.
When you say, what's a long time?
1,000 years.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. So I've been running your planet/star cording removal, which can be found on the front page of Ron's website. And I've been running that like crazy, and I'm running it right now on like 7 windows.
Okay.
So now, how does this clearing affect that thing, or is this thing so huge it might put a dent in it with the clearing?
I think it's keeping it from coming into your realm.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what about...
from coming out and, you know, checking on you. So that's kind of what I sense. So the clearing is keeping it out of your space, even though you still sense it.
Well, what about before I wasn't doing this clearing? Is it like Disneyland where, you know, my husband and I are sleeping in bed and there's one right between us?
I don't see that, but, you know, that could be a possibility, too.
Oh, man. I told you, Gary, this is a haunted ranch over here. Tarantulas, you name it.
Oh. So, did you hear about what Ron said to ask the soldiers that you're enlisted with to go down and take care of it 20 miles down? Did you hear that?
Oh, no, I missed that. Yeah,
okay.
I get a lot of feedback.
Yeah, so, Ron, maybe do you want to explain that again? I think you guys were both talking at the same time when you said that.
So if you're enlisted, which you are, see if the soldiers that you work with can come there and alleviate that situation.
Okay. So it's just you call it a vortex?
Yeah, that would be what you'd probably call it, as a vortex, yeah.
Now, I am down there. So what do I do? Just say it out loud?
Yep, just have them come and follow that energy from where, you know, they're going to be able to connect to it about 20 miles underneath. Oh, the ground there, then they can find it, and then they'll probably move up the vortex and see where it goes to. And also see what they're doing 20 miles down. So it'd probably be a pretty big operation.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would suggest. It's been there for a long time, so it means that they're doing a lot of stuff there. That may not be our, you know, our best interest, you know.
Really?
And if it isn't our best interest, then you'd probably find out about it, too. But typically, I'd say it probably would not be.
So before I was doing this clearing, these clearings, I mean, how was it affecting me or us here?
You were just sitting next to a highway, and they were kind of ignoring you. They knew you were there, I'm sure. You were feeling it, but you're not their target. Their target is the location 20 miles under your house. That's where they're going. You just happen to be sitting on the roadside kind of thing.
Yep, that's what I pick up, yeah.
Are these common? Are they all over, or I'm just lucky?
I'm sure that they're all over. But that's what they have to go through is get the bases out in the places where they connect to in the underground. So they got to come in someplace to do that.
Oh my goodness.
You could be sitting on a site where, you know, 100, 200 years ago ceremonies were held, and it opened this up, and they built their highway, and it's been there ever since. And then, you know, decades went by, and somebody built a house there.
Yeah, it is real remote. You guys heard me talk about this ranch. It's bizarre. It's in a strange place, and it feels different, and there's a lot of weird stuff. There's a lot of insects and snakes, and, you know, you heard me about the tarantula. So, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your soldiers on it. They'll start sorting it out for you, Shannon. I think we have someone else holding on the line, so I just want to move on before we lose them. But thanks for calling, I have a feeling you can get this sorted out with your buddies, your soldier buddies.
Okay, well, thank you, Carrie, and thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling. So do we have somebody else on the line? Is someone else holding?
Carrie, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yeah, I was going to ask Ron, and then I had a follow-up on this.
Okay.
Are the courts in the present and the timelines either in the future or the past?
Okay. Are cordings, you say, energetic cords?
Yes, that's right.
Well, the energetic cords very definitely they could be from the past. That's why we take them off people. Could they be in the future? Probably. The future is a little harder to talk about because I don't necessarily see the future all the time. As I'm more in the now, and I can go back, but to go forward, it's a little more difficult for me to see things that are in the future, even though they could still be existing. So I can go to where the time-traveling soldiers are in the future. So, you know, it all depends how they set you up. To have your energy messed with. Yeah, if you had a cord attached to you from the future, then you know, you're going to be moving into from the past into that future, then you're going to be feeling that energy anyway. Never get out of it. And then from the past, at least you can see it. But the future, normally people don't see the future that much because your past is well known because it's ingrained in your DNA, where the future might be or hidden in the DNA, and you won't be able to see it as often. So I would say that the cords definitely could do a harm to you in the future.
Okay, so if the aliens created what you would call a black box, and they had a technology where they used the orbs, and they took pictures of two people maybe 1,000 miles away, and a picture of the map, topography, and they would put the people located and where the map is, and they draw a line between the two people, and they turn plugged it into an electrical outlet. Couldn't they create a timeline between the two people, maybe 1,000 miles away?
Probably so. Yeah, I would think so.
So then, if the light ship took out all these black boxes, which could create the cords or the timelines, then they get rid of a big burden that we have to face with the aliens, isn't that right?
Yeah, I would say that would be correct. except the light can't do that unless it's interfering with you and you know about it. That's the main drawback with the light, is that it doesn't look for things. It'll deal with it when it's found, but it doesn't go out and look because it doesn't know anything but the now. That's the problem that the light has, and that's its only saving grace, keep it from going into darkness. So it doesn't look into situations or things that could be happening that's always in the now. But that allows you to be
true.
In the now. And to
I didn't look for it. It just
it
came to me today, but I wasn't looking either, but things just seem to come to you at certain times.
Yep, that's
okay,
true. So yeah.
That's all I have then. Okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Okay. I think I heard another beep, Carrie. I don't know, but we'll see.
Oh, you did? Is anyone else there? Anyone on the line
yes,
holding?
Yes, this is Randy from Chicago. Good evening, Ron and Carrie.
Hi, Randy.
I have a paranormal situation and looking for a little light on the situation. The last several months, our longtime family pets have unexpectedly passed on. First our cat about 6 months ago, and then just this past week our dog that we've had for the last 6 years. But with that, he had been with a couple of medical issues, but his personality had changed, like something had taken him over and bit several people, including my daughter. And looking to find out what is going on here with our pets and them doing, you know, passing on and strange things happening.
Okay, so I'm trying to see if just maybe one of these entities, we'll just call it an entity of something, came into be all of your pets and it's body hopping from one to the next. That sort of feels like it. I'd say I'm probably, I'm at least 60% correct on that, what I'm saying here. There might be maybe two or three of them doing that, so that feels more correct to say. Sometimes that energy of these, that's coming into the animal or pet can take away the life force, and that could be maybe why they're no longer living, because the life force got kind of sucked out of them by this entity. Oh, is it a dog that you have?
Right. We had a German Shepherd, and we had to send him to my brother-in-law's house because he had bitten several people in a very short time. And it kind of brings to mind that the story you talk about with on your internet site about the dog bite and the entity thing. And and it was after the dog bit my daughter, I had to do an emotional clearing on my daughter. And after that, she felt better.
Yeah, that's good. Let me release what's out of the dog here right now. So here we go.
Oh, he's passed. He's passed.
And the cat. Yeah, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, wow, pretty heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, if your cat, feels different. Maybe you could come on the fast chat.
Well,
that the cat is with you right now.
Well,
let me know how it feels.
The cat passed away also.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Strange. What was strange about the cat was he was always an outside cat, had more than 9 lives, didn't fear anything, and just one day he met it by a car. And he would always cross streets and never have a problem. But, you know, it's like, I just didn't understand losing all these pets and in a short period of time and all the bites that came along with it.
Is the dog still living?
No, he passed away this last week.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's probably what happened. These things got jumping around. I got rid of the entity, though. There's three entities that were in them, so they're gone now.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
But I do have a positive comment. This last month in February, I purchased the death barcode removal and did a month of timeline crashing, and really was tremendous, outstanding clearing and healing for some of the issues that I had, and I appreciate you having this stuff available.
Okay, thank you. Did you feel like you maybe are 10 years younger?
I feel great.
Oh, great. Okay.
My wife was dyeing her hair yesterday, and she put some on my hair, and normally I would say, don't mess with it, and so go ahead, put some on there. So it's really a good clearing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Randy. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, shall I tell my story about Pishi Ron and what you did for him?
Yeah, go ahead. That would be interesting for people.
Yeah, so my cat has a little bit of had a little bit of a problem in the kitchen around food and would get very kind of anxious to be fed, and whenever you went in the kitchen, he'd come running in after you, and he just seemed to want food too much and frequently during the day. So Ron found that he was carrying around the emotional bodies of four cats that had died, and they'd all been strays, right, Ron? They were all real skinny and hungry and flea-bitten and just a mess. And I remember you saying two of them, when you were clearing two of them off, one of them had died of a throat infection from a cut or a scratch or some kind of wound on its throat. Another one had died choked on a bone. So I guess, I don't know if it was eating a mouse and got a bone in its throat or what. And then a couple of the entities you thought had jumped on when my guy was attacked by a coyote about a year and a half ago. So since these have all been taken off, my little cat, actually he's a big cat, he's way calmer. He's just a much more peaceful fellow now. And he's not following me into the kitchen all the time. And when it is time for him to eat, he's quiet. He just sits there. He barely says anything, whereas previously, he'd be just whining his head off, wanting the food, quick, 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 feed me, that kind of energy. And he's eating less. So it's amazing, the difference. It's really phenomenal. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Ron.
The weirdest thing upon seeing the cat and working with it, in fact, I think the cat, we did that on a remote healing, so the cat somehow, when it had the conflict with the coyote more than likely had eaten some cats before or harmed. I'll just say that he killed some cats and probably ate them, but those spirits were hanging around, I think, the coyote. And so when the coyote got in a confrontation with her cat, these other cats, knowing that there's a cat there, just in that proximity, jumped into her cat, and so all of a sudden, the whole thing was kind of weird. But the cats were with her cat now because of wanting to eat. So these are probably cats that were maybe homeless, maybe up in the mountains, not doing very well, and that was very possibly the major part for the cat wanting to. Kind of be frantic and making a lot of meows when the food was there, because all these cats wanted to eat food, because that's how they knew that they were starving. Now they're using her cat to off to her to have more food. So that's what can happen. Well, we say that people can pick up things too, you know, from just watching something on TV and having empathy, maybe even for humans or something. And you can get those entities coming right into you just by watching something. And they can haunt you. That's probably why you see a movie that scares the heck out of you, and you keep thinking about it, or it automatically comes up into your consciousness. Then you're thinking about it. So we'll say you keep thinking about it, only because the entities from that movie are probably with you. That's why it's not too good to watch movies that are maybe with hauntings and things like that, or scary things, you know, with paranormal stuff, because you could possibly get that entity coming into you just as you watch it. Even though you may not think that it's alive just in the film footage, it very likely could be. So it's very strange the way these things work. And we have heard stories where people have went to places where weird things have happened, and then all of a sudden they take them home with them. That could also happen to you just by watching the movie and susceptible to that. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and before I forget here, I don't think I've mentioned that we do have the Q&A tonight after the show finishes here on BBS. And I'll give the numbers out. If somebody would like to type those in for me, that would be great. It's area code 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301. And the PIN number is 50-63-99, 50-63-99, and the pound sign. So, Ron, a few people are asking about the hurricanes or tornadoes, I guess, that are happening on the other side of the country from us here in California. There's the question whether we can prevent these dark ET tornadoes, if there's a clearing, and then Cindy's wondering, that was new asking that, and then Cindy's wondering if these are man-made storms.
I don't think any storms here are man-made, only because, see, you have to realize that the spirit that created this planet and brought life here, okay, those energies would typically be of light, even though the aliens come here. But it would not want to destroy any of its creations. Another way of saying that is that it would have to judge its creations, which the light doesn't do. And since the Earth spirit isn't really caught up in emotions like we are, not communicating and seeing things like we do, it's not moving around, okay? Even though it's here on this planet. It's a little hard to talk about this because I can't really prove what I'm saying, but it's not going to bring forth anything on the planet that's going to cause any pain for anything else that's here that it created. So it's not, and plus the people are here, so it would not ever want to harm people that are here. And even, you know, a worm that could be, you know, in the ground, eating. So you have to realize that whatever happens is the darkness doing this here. As in true light, there's no such thing as something dying on its own. The spirit in that life form just takes away energy out of the blueprint and it's gone. So there's no suffering. So yes, that would be the process of the darkness doing this here. And that's probably why, I can't guarantee it, but that's probably why all the clouds that you see are dark in color. As though somehow maybe the aliens want to see that. You could say that, yeah, a tornado picks up ground, dirt, and dust and making it that color. But if you look up in the skies and you get the dark skies before you have a bad weather or something, why is a cloud dark, you know? Again, I guess you could say that it's sucking water and the water is dark, but when it snows out, the clouds are normally white. Why would a white cloud be white with snow, which contains water just if the air is frozen, and a dark one, that causes more havoc is dark. Well, I'm sure that somebody could say that what I'm talking about doesn't make sense at all because they have an education on that from going to school, being a meteorologist or something. But and if you notice also when they become dark, sometimes if you do a gray sky clearing, they'll just vanish completely. If you have done that, then with your eyes and the cloud is gone, maybe after 15 minutes, you go, where did it go to? Well, that's one indication that there's something else happening that they can't put your finger on it, but, you know, if you've done it, you know what's happening. Other people might just think it's kind of a weird thing. That's how I see it. Whenever I see a dark cloud, I know that it's aliens there. Somehow, whatever they're doing, they're bringing in that energy, and it is dark for whatever reason, because they're bringing it in, and say that the color necessarily means that it's darkness, but it sure looks like it. You know, why they don't change the color, because make it any color they choose to. Whenever you have the dark clouds, it looks pretty bad. That would when you have bad weather patterns or cloud. Your timeline crashes on that, and also crashes for the gray skies. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and there's quite a few comments here about people's cats and stuff, and Julie was wondering, don't want those entities in my dog anymore, can I clear him somehow? And Mike is asking what kind of clearing did Ron do for your cat, Carrie? So it was basically the entity clearing, right, Ron?
Yeah, it was real heavy, in fact.
Yeah, I remember you were doing some emotional stuff, and you said you'd never felt so much emotional stuff on an animal, and I guess that was before we realized there were several others living on board.
Yeah. That was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Very heavy. I think each one maybe took 15 minutes to do or something.
It was long. It was amazingly long, actually. I don't know why that would be. I guess they were so messed up. The four cats had such dreadful lives before they died. I guess it was just a tremendous amount of trauma that they'd lived through because I think they probably were feral and they'd been hungry. I remember you saying they were all covered in fleas and they were really skinny and you could see their ribs and all that kind of stuff. So they just had a lot of rough times, I think. And then it was all on board with my little guy. So the entity clearing is the one to do. You could do a whole life entity on compared with us young animals, so a pretty quick clearing, but then you can go back in if you have a special issue. Like my guy was just a bit of a frantic mess when it came to the kitchen and food, so you could put that into the special incident or special, you know, the custom box. I can't think what it's called right now. On the whole life clearings, you could put, you know, issue around food or issue around, you know, there was that one that you cleared that you talk about now and then, Ron, the cat that you cleared who had a problem around men, and you cleared that off the cat. So you could put something like that in the emotional clearing also, I would think, right?
That's correct, yeah.
I mean, the...
And normally you would put in, it'll say something about off that you enter in, it may say word there, period or something like that. That would be the a year or month of whatever it would be. Like if you do your whole lifetime, that'd be the first time that you do it. That would be age that you would be. So if you cast 5 years of age and put five in there, if you get the unlimited, it's the same exact page. Normally, you want to just go in and say, I want to go back maybe an hour, to one, or maybe if you want to go back further, maybe a week, you can put a one in also, or just out the days if you want. Well, it works either way. But you do need to put in there the information in that one box so it'll count down. Otherwise, the clearing won't count down at all. Oh.
Okay,
that I had, what really wasn't paranormal, was somewhere in Texas, and this is probably in, back, I don't know, early 2000s, I guess, and the deal back then was cattle mutilations. Well, I was driving by a farmhouse, and I saw this young calf outside of the fence. Remember, this is a regular fence that people put up to keep cattle in place. I think it had even barbed wire on the top of it. Oh, and there was no gate around this here, so the that I could see anyway. So it was quite a distance from if there was one. And there's a calf outside dead. And across the inside of the fence, I'll just say about 50 feet away, was the mother cow, and it was also dead. I thought, gee, how did that young calf get on the other side of the fence? Well, when I looked at him, both had absolutely no body energy at all. Normally when something dies, you can kind of feel some energy on them still. And it looked like they were hollow on the inside, like maybe all the blood got sucked out of them. That's what I noticed. And then I happened to see I'll call it the rancher there, and I said, hey, you got this cow out here outside the fence. Like it's dead, and so is the mother. He goes, oh, yeah, well, that happens here off and on. He didn't really want to talk too much about it, but he did validate that happens, but he didn't want to tell me anything at all, like, oh, well, happens here. Or, he wasn't really alarmed. Most people say, oh, wow, I wonder how that happened, He just kind of like, oh, okay, I'll deal with this, That's kind of attitude toward that. So it must have been a large occurrence, maybe in that area where they had adulation, et cetera, or I'll just use the word abduction. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and Tiffany is just asking, can animals be abducted? So I guess the answer is yes. Unfortunately.
We had something about can a dog...
Amanda's asking, can a dog get in a cat body and a cat in a dog body when they encounter each other?
Yeah, I would... They could possibly do that. Normally not. But they'll normally pick up something that died to come into them. So it could be possible that maybe you have a standoff there with the dog and the cat, and they're both, they'll be fighting each other. And it could be possible that the cat that would probably, I don't know if it would win or lose on it if it's a big dog, I don't know. But let's say that it could have a possibility of a dog that doesn't like that dog coming into the cat, making the cat be more ferocious, possibly. And it could be the other way around, too, but typically, since cats are small and dogs are larger, I would say that it's probably more, that way than the other way around. But it could be true that you could have a cat inside of a dog. I have seen a human, emotional body of a human in a dog. A lady that I knew leased it out of the dog, and the lady who had the dog was really upset because that was her best friend. You could talk to the dog, and the dog would listen, and everything else, and was just like a human. And when she got rid of that entity out of it, because she thought it was really bad to have a dog having a human in it, and, it left. And where it went, I don't know, a long time ago, the lady was really upset. She was single. That was her buddy.
Oh.
Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So let's see. We've got about 10 minutes left. We're going to the top of the hour today. and there's that YouTube video, Ron, too, of the cat in the window that's barking like a dog. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was something. Even the stance of how a dog barks, how normally they'll jerk their body forward each time they bark a little bit if you see a dog from behind.
It
had all that. Had all, you didn't know it was a cat, you wouldn't, believe it. It did have a softer voice, but it was barking. Like it was not designed to have those vocal cords,
Yeah, and then when the person, I guess with the camera, when the cat heard the person behind him or her, it changed the bark into a meow at the end of the video, which is kind of curious. So, okay, so somebody is saying, New is saying they can't find the new healing on the website. So let's have a look. I will quickly go and see. I'm thinking you could probably just type in the word. What would it be?
I saw it under creativity. The top sound box.
Yeah.
I want the white going across the top of the page there. 24/7 online healing. Just you can scroll that down and go to the C's. And I thought there was creativity.
Okay, I'm trying it right
it up
now.
Here. I'm going to the.
Yeah, it works. Just type in creativity in that top search bar, and it will come up. So it's kind of two whole life clearings in one, because it does the mental and the emotional each for your whole life. So I've got all the wrong windows open in front of me now. Okay, there we go. All righty. So we have, let's see, we've got 8 minutes left. All right. Let's see if we can find another question here. Okay. Somebody was asking, I've scrolled away from it, but somebody was asking if we could end the show bringing in the Star of Bethlehem with some peace energy, so we'll try and remember to do that in a couple of minutes. Connie is reminding us, stick with Source and the protective freedom-fighting soldiers to help us. So, yeah, so that's another good bonus of if you're enlisted, is you can ask your soldier buddies to help you in various situations. Right, Ron?
That is correct. Definitely do that. Help out a lot.
Yeah, so I'm not seeing any other questions. I'm going back a few pages here. So I'll give the Q&A number out again for where we'll be in about 10 minutes, and that's 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-63-99-50-6399, and the pound sign, and then shoot your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll get to as many of those as we can. We usually get through them. So Cindy in Minnesota is wondering when the next opportunity to be recruited is going to be. Do you have anything planned, Ron?
And maybe next week would be good. Maybe we can do it the week from tonight.
Okay.
Kind of remind me of that. We can probably do that.
Yeah, so those of you listening tonight, stick on your calendar to pop on the Fast Chat next Friday. We want to be recruited tonight. We can do that. Ron can bring the soldiers in and you guys can sign up. And Kathy was mentioning the other night that she's in multiple armies, so it looks like we can do that at different points on timelines. We can be taken into different armies, which is very interesting. That must help the numbers go up. So how does that work, Ron?
Yeah, they just take you on this timeline, and when you actually ask at a different time, you can go there, and you go through the U.S., and then from there you go into the different agencies of whatever country you choose to go to, as long as they have a fighting force. I think all of them do, except for, I think, China. So just do that, and I can't say why China isn't. So far, each time I say it, it's not. So they're doing something else. I don't know what they're doing. I don't have any intel on that, but I don't speculate anything else either. So, but it does help to do that. And does sometimes give you a little more peace. At least you feel like your life has been accomplished here, that you're doing something, rather than understanding that things are happening to you that you have no control over. At least here you can have a little more control over your life. And you do feel normally emotionally a little bit better. See here. We will not be having any conference calls as far as the 8-hour and so this month. So I'm not going to do the 4-hour or the 8-hour, all because I'll be back in New York. So we'll be doing the standard calls that we have now. We did the entity call. That was very nice. And Thursdays we do the phone body replica removal. And Wednesday is our water charging night, along with lightship healing. And then Tuesday is energetic cords. So when people think of you, you have cords attached to you. These are all very, very beneficial. They're $20 per call. And on Wednesday is $30. But if you're interested in just trying out one of those, boy, they really work well. Oh, and you may start to get rid of some of your aches and pains being relieved. Released from your body just by being on one of those calls too. So, can't find Abundance Jumpstart. Yeah, that one is coming up. I know that we're still getting the codes on that. So it should be up pretty quick here. That one's hot on the press here, ready to get launched here. Oh, back to you, Carrie. We got maybe a couple minutes to go here.
Yeah. So Mike's just wondering. I guess maybe missed what we had said about what the clearing she did for my cat. So it was the main one that changed his eating habits and made him a lot more peaceful was an entity clearing, because Ron found the entities of four very hungry cats living with my fellow. So that's what it was. It was the entity clearing. Yeah, so you can buy that one for your animals, which is great. And it seems that our animals are dealing with this issue, perhaps not to the degree that we are, but especially if you have an outdoor animal that interacts with other animals, I would think it seems that it's perhaps a necessary clearing. And since their ages are younger than most of us, that's not too expensive to do for your animals. And probably an emotional clearing would be good, right, Ron, I would think? Because our animals can be pretty emotional, especially dogs.
Yeah, I would probably do them both. I'd probably first recommend doing the emotional clearing. Then after that, then do the entity. Mainly because the emotional one, you know, your dog, your cat will be much more peaceful. Getting rid of that. That's what I did for that one cat that didn't like men and wouldn't even go near people. Did an emotional clearing. I think it was about 5 years of age or something. Did that for the cat, and I was there physically, and the cat, this big white cat, all of a sudden moves around the corner, maybe 20 feet away or so, the hallway, peeked its head around the corner, and walked right into the living room and sat down. And both the people were completely amazed because it didn't like people, number one, strangers. It was definitely a stranger in their house. And also wouldn't even go near the other man because just didn't like men. So they were both like, wow, you know. And the cat just acted normal right after that. So whatever it had wrong with it, maybe a man beat it or something or whatever, you know, had an issue. That emotional clearing got rid of the issue, much like what happens to you when you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So your issues, your storyline, we'll say, will tend to go away. So, way to give you a new lease on life. Well, Carrie, looks like our time is almost over here. So, next VBS program is tomorrow. Then we have our Monday VBS program. And right now we have the Q&A coming up. So phone number is on the fast chat, 559-546-1301. Caller PIN number is
50-63-99.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Oh, interesting paranormal night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We'll catch you later. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers.
Thank you, Ron.
Hey, so we'll see you on the call in about maybe a few minutes here. And do call in, or not call in, but email your questions to clsquestions, plural, @yahoo.com. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Night-night.